Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Tuesday, February 10th, 2009. We're Stephen and Brooksine Weber, and thankfully we're sitting together here this morning. We both seem to have a bout with a bug for a day or two, but are doing much better. Our ministry is called Daily Encouragement Net, and we want to encourage you today with a message we titled, Rope Holders. This interesting text from Acts 9, verse 25.
Then the disciples took him by night and let him down by the wall in a basket.
When William Carey, the father of modern missions, was leaving for India as a missionary, he told a group of interested friends, "Saving souls can be likened to a man drowning in a deep well, and a volunteer can do nothing unless there are people who will hold the rope for him to be lowered till he reaches the drowning man, and then pulls them up to safety." Carey added, "I will go to India as a volunteer to seek sinners drowning in the well of sin, but I can't do it alone. I need rope holders. Will you be my rope holders?"
Acts 9 records that Saul had gone to Damascus and, I quote, "breathing out murderous threats against the Lord's disciples," end quote. But he was dramatically converted and immediately began to preach for Christ while still in Damascus. He then experienced the same persecution of which he had once been a zealous participant, and now a plan was devised to kill him.
Interestingly, the very ones he had come to persecute days earlier were now essential in his daring nighttime escape from the city. Paul learned early on that he was part of a team. I want you to picture these disciples tightly holding the ropes as they carefully lowered him down the city wall in a basket.
This is one of the most vital lessons we need to apply in our service for Christ. When Saul was converted, God could have directly intervened and removed the blinding scales from his eyes. But instead, his healing power was released through the obedient hands of Ananias.
Now, several unnamed disciples were instrumental in helping Saul out of town in the midst of persecution that was aimed directly at him. They, along with Ananias, who I've wondered might have perhaps been among them, became the first of many, many ministry associates to Saul, whom of course we know as the Apostle Paul. In fact, many years later, Paul recounts this specific escape in 2 Corinthians 11:33.
These disciples took him by night and let him down through the wall in a large basket. Saul experienced divine protection in the midst of persecution, but he would also learn that God's deliverance often comes in cooperation with other people.
Well, I'm thankful, and I think I can change that to we're thankful for the scores of godly people all throughout the years whom we have teamed with to advance God's cause. In fact, many of you receiving this message are a part of that team.
Today, consider your life and ministry for Christ. There are surely those who have held the ropes for you. They've given a word fitly spoken, interceded in prayer for you, helped you out of a jam, lovingly rebuked you when you needed it but didn't really want it, and so forth.
Well, also consider those you've reached out to and held the ropes for. It may have been hard, inconvenient, or even dangerous as it was for those original rope holders. But aren't you thankful these disciples did it? Keep holding the ropes out there for fellow believers, for those in missionary service, for your spiritual leaders, and for loved ones who have not yet submitted their hearts to God.
Let's pray together. Father, we're thankful for the rope holders who bear our burdens and encourage us in times of weakness and difficulty. You work through such human vessels to convey your strength, comfort, protection, and challenge as we walk together in faith. Help us to be faithful in doing our part to encourage, pray, and offer support to those you lay on our hearts, that we may be united and strengthened in our Christian journey. Amen.
Amen. Well, thank God for rope holders. And I want to be one, and I hope I have been one for many, but also express my appreciation for those that have been a rope holder for me, and continue, many, to do so. Well, thank you for joining us today. This is the message that we have prepared for Tuesday, February 10th, 2009. We're on the web at dailyencouragement.net. We do have a beautiful photo up today of a lighthouse in Michigan that's not directly related to the message, but I still like to use winter photos, and this was taken by a friend of ours named Howard Blickfeld, who has some remarkable photography on his website that he allows us to use. We also have a song up today, a beautiful song extolling the virtues of those that pray for us. You're welcome to visit our site today, and you can click on that link to listen to that song. Well, have a blessed day today. Continue to stay faithful to Jesus Christ, to be encouraged. Continue to be rope holders.